Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Have you made your choice?
Yes.
Come on, have you made your choice?
Yes.
Then if you've got understanding at all, you have no problem bowing your knee and humbling. Somebody say humbling.
Humbling.
This is not something God's going to make you do or anybody else going to make you do. You humble yourself. You submit yourself. You lose the attitude. You lose all this talk of deserving and entitlement.
Yes.
And you worship and you show gratitude that you exist.
Yes.
How many thankful for gravity? Come on, you'd be floating off the planet. If you'd, is that right? Come on, somebody say, thank you, Lord, for gravity. Come on, take a big breath, take a big breath. A lot of these other planets in our solar system, you'd be breathing methane.
Yes. Oh
methane. You couldn't make it. Isn't it wonderful? God put some oxygen here.
Yes.
Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The synapses in your brain enabling you to think. I mean, thing after thing after thing. God is so vast and so great. And great faith in Him begins with a simple acknowledgement of how big He is, how powerful He is, how all-knowing, how all-wise He is, and giving Him that place and taking under Him willingly. Because in this life, He forces no man. Now, there's people who try to tell you different, but they're wrong. If God was going to force anybody of these billions of people on the planet to do anything, He'd force them to receive Jesus and be born again so that they're not eternally lost. If He's going to force anybody to do anything, He'd do that. And He won't. If He won't force you to do that, He won't force you to do anything. You can rebel against Him every day of your short life on this planet. You can ignore everything He tells you to do. You know that's true. Billions are doing it. You can reject Him and worship a rock. You can worship the moon. You can, you know, do any kind of stupid thing. You can believe anything you choose to, any lies. You can ignore Him your whole life. He will let you. But all you did was demonstrate you're not worthy to be with Him for eternity, because you refuse to choose Him. But those who do choose Him and willingly bow the knee and seek to obey, find His plan and do it in this life, He will never forget it. He will never forget it. And you'll experience eternal place with Him and eternal reward. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Let's finish reading this. Jesus marveled at Him, turned Him about, and said to the people that followed, I say to you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. And they that were sent returning to the house found the servant whole that had been sick. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He was about dead. He was in pain. He was in a bad way. And now he's completely healed. Just like that. Whew.
Wow.
Jesus didn't even come to the house.
Nope.
Didn't even touch him.
Nope.
Didn't even pray for him. Why did that happen to this man on this day? Because somebody dared to step out and ask. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Humbly.
Yeah.
Confident that the Lord could give the command.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Can you and I have faith like that today?
Yes,
we can. Go with me just a few pages over to the 17th chapter of Luke. Thanks be to God. Luke 17 and verse 5. Now we've been talking about this, but you'll see that the disciples apparently didn't forget this. And they, Jesus acknowledged somebody had more faith than them. And at this point they say, Lord, increase our faith. We want big faith. Now, he had just got through telling them that if somebody sinned against them and comes and wants to make it right, they should forgive them. And if they do it seven times in the same day, they should forgive them seven times in the day. And their next response was, Lord, would you increase our faith? And it is true, you forgive by faith, not by feeling. Come on, say it out loud. I forgive
by faith,
not by feeling. Because this is what's confused a lot of people. They say, okay, I forgive you. And then maybe the person goes off and acts like a heathen again, or the enemy brings to your mind and replays what they said, what they did. You get all upset. You get worked up. The devil says, you hadn't forgiven them. See, you haven't forgiven them. Well, see, you're basing that entirely on your feelings. You don't forgive by feelings. You forgive by faith. It's comparable to the release of a debt. In fact, remember the Lord's Prayer? You know, forgive us this day our debts as we forgive our debtors. Why talk about debt with forgiveness? Because it's the same. If, you know, somebody owed you $10,000 and you decided you're going to forgive them that debt, and you call them and you got the paperwork, I got people looking around and going, I ain't doing that. Then you won't be forgiven, according to the Father. And you got the paperwork on the $10,000 debt, and you say, you know, the Lord's debt with me, and I'm forgiving you this debt. I've got a notary public right here, and we're going to put paid in full here, and they stamp it, and here's the paperwork, and in fact, I'm tearing up my stuff that I have. You are forgiven of that debt. Right. Well, let's say end of the week, you got a big bill comes up, and you could really use that money. And you think, man, what did I do that for? Yeah, but did you or not?
Yes, it did.
Did you or did you do it or not?
Yes.
No matter how you feel, you did it.
Right?
And you can forgive somebody no matter how you feel. You come back and say, no, it doesn't matter how I feel. I forgave them by faith. They owe me nothing. They don't owe me to make it right. They don't owe me explanation. They don't owe me an apology. They owe me nothing. Now, the reason we're on this is because someone hasn't forgiven and it's been hurting you. It's been access for the enemy to get to you and cause you problems. And you need to do it. And if you say you can't, you're stuck in a bad place. You're going to keep having those same problems. How many are ready to get free and get clear and shut the door so the enemy doesn't have access to you? So then you need to mean business with this prayer. Close your eyes and mean business with this prayer. Say it out loud. Father God,
all those who've done me wrong,
I choose
to forgive.
You have forgiven me, though I didn't deserve it. And I choose to forgive them. They don't have to deserve it.
I ask you
to forgive them.
Don't hold that
against their charge.
I say
in Jesus' name,
they owe me nothing.
They don't owe me
an apology,
an explanation,
or to make it right.
I choose
by faith.
I forgive them.
They are released
from any obligation.
They owe me nothing.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you do it?
Yes.
Did you do it?
Yes.
Then no matter what you think or feel, tomorrow, the next day, you say, well, that doesn't matter. I forgave them. I tore up the paperwork. Doesn't matter. And if you do that, the Father says, He'll forgive you. In that case, the enemy has no right to you. No access to you. Luke 17, are you there? I'm reading the Woosh translation. Or Woosh, depending on how you pronounce it. They said, Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith, like a grain of mustard seed. Now, here's the great revelation. So many times people are wanting more of something. And the Lord will, again and again, He'll tell you, use what you got. Do you remember when they had those thousands of people out on the hillside? And the disciples told the Lord, they're hungry. Send them away so they can buy some groceries. What did He say? What do you have? Right? You remember the woman who they're about to come, creditors come and take her children away, and she sent word to the prophet, I need help, I need a miracle. What did He say? What do you have? I don't have anything except this little pot. That's how the Lord works, though. Yeah. Well, we don't have anything except these two small fish and these few little pieces of bread. Then Jesus smiled and go, that's it, we got it. All we need is a seed. Yeah. See, we're thinking we need the whole thing. No, you don't. You need a seed. You need a seed. Give God something He can bless. Give Him something to work with. But if He multiplies zero times a million, what do you got?
Zero.
Big old zero.
Yeah.
You got to give Him something to bless, something to multiply. If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you would in that case say to this sycamine tree, what got the miracle for the centurion's servant? Jesus said something. Is that right?
Right.
Be it unto you as you've believed. If you would say, be pulled up by the roots, be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. People act like that's a fantastical statement. It's how the tree got here to start with. It's how the ocean got here. It's how the mountain got here to start with. God spoke. It's how light came into being. Right? Shouldn't be a shocking thing to us that what was created by words could be affected by words. Keep going. Now, who of you having a slave? That's servant in the King James. He starts talking about a servant answering their question about increasing faith. What does a servant have to do with faith?
It's submission.
Can you see that one of the two great faith examples was over a servant being healed. And one of the great revelations that we see that the man had was when he tells his servant to do something, he does it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button. Then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.